In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I know many of you probably are expecting a sermon about Christmas. But we're not there yet. It's still the here, but not yet. Much like a white Christmas, it is on its way very clearly, but is not fully here yet. It's interesting. This time of year, and you've heard me say this phrase before, but this time of year, my mind always turns to a very classic story. And in the first chapter of that story, is always the words, "Marley was dead to begin with." Followed by that, "This above all else you must believe, or nothing that comes after that I relate to you will seem miraculous." That's a good reminder for what we have today. We have the angel Gabriel that comes to Mary, proclaims to her that she is going to have a son, even though that she's a virgin. That this son is going to be the Savior of not just Israel, but the world. He will sit on the throne of David, ruling over God's chosen people. But he's not yet. We celebrated at Christmas time, and honestly, Jesus was probably born sometime in the spring. This just fits with our ecclesiastical year. But stop and think for a minute. You know, we're in Advent 4. We have Christmas Eve services tonight. But as you go through the day, think about Mary. At this time of day, regardless of whether it was winter or spring or fall or summer, whenever she had Christ, think about at this time of day, for those of you that were mothers, you probably can relate to the shortness of breath, the twinges in the belly that lead to later the contractions and the birth pains, the difficulty breathing, the desire to push. That's happening today, the here but not yet. This Sunday morning is Advent 4 and a time to worship, a time to promise, a time of apparently very dryness. But it is still a time of anticipation. We're still building up to what comes tonight. You know, and as much as Charles Dickens writes those words in A Christmas Carol, "Marley was dead to begin with, this you must believe," so too are the promises there. We've become a society that sits there and in some ways looks down on people that have any kind of faith. But stop and think about this for a minute. You don't believe in the virgin birth? Okay, that's your right. That's your decision. But what does that do to Jesus? What does Jesus become in that instance? If there's no virgin birth of a man that is fully human and fully divine, what does that mean? He becomes nothing more than a good teacher. Somebody to follow, if you want. But honestly, loses the lack, the ability to reconcile creation to himself. Notice I said himself. That brings us to another point. We say in our creeds, we believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the triune God. Well, if Christ wasn't born of Mary and God, then he can't be holy, human, and divine. He can only be human. If he's only human, he's not part of the Godhead. So if he's not part of the Godhead, how can he promise to do the things and carry out the things that he does? Marley was dead to begin with. This you must believe, or nothing else to follow will seem miraculous. We hear those words in A Christmas Story, and we throw ourselves into that story, and we watch the change in Scrooge as he's visited by the three ghosts. Ever ask yourself why three? Ever ask yourself why past, present, and future? We can go for days on that, but that's a wonderful little rabbit trail. The point is, we end up throwing ourselves into the Christmas story, into A Christmas Carol. We root for the ghosts. We want Scrooge's heart to change. And we see the result at the end. Now, almost no one will debate with you about the change in Scrooge through the visitation of the ghosts, because it's a story. One written by Charles Dickens, a famous and prolific writer. It is a story that stands the test of time. And it is a favorite story of many, many people. Why is this so hard to get? Why do we not, with equal fervor, throw ourselves into the biblical story? Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. This you must believe, or nothing that follows will seem miraculous. It is the normative way into the Christian faith. It is the basis that our faith is built on. And we anticipate the birth of the coming King. And because we have that faith, because we have that belief, we can say with the gospel writer who wrote the words of Gabriel to Mary, "With God, all things are possible." All things are being renewed. All things are becoming bright. The birth pains that Mary is experiencing today are not just hers. They are the birth pains of the world. The very salvation and restoration for everything in creation. Not only is that a story that I desire desperately to believe, and do in fact do so, but it is one that I would die for.